And joining us today again at From Brothers Farms, I have Earl Becker. Earl, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
You were telling me before we turned on the recorder that you worked here for a number of years. Do you remember the years that you worked here?
From 60 up to 65, then I went to Milwaukee, but then I came back again.
And you came back when?
Back in the 70s.
And so about how many years overall did you work here?
Just about 20.
So you were here from 1960 to 65, back in the 70s. So were you here almost till the end?
Just about till the end, yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about your first time here from about 60 to 65. What kind of jobs did you do, Earl?
Well, I was working for Lon Schultz, who's my foreman, and I helped vaccinate mink, foxes. We hauled foxes up to the fox ranges during the summer months. We did all kinds of stuff with them and the mink, separated mink.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the foxes. You vaccinated them. What kind of vaccines were you using?
I can't remember the name of the vaccines, but they were distemper and botulism.
So you had the foxes, and then what did you do after they were vaccinated? You took them up to the range.
Yeah, we took them up and we left them there until pelting time.
So you went up there and they were all outdoors and on their own?
Yep, they had, I'm just trying to think of how many thousand acres they had to play in all total in the ranges.
But they were all fenced in, of course.
They were in a big fence, yes.
About how many foxes do you think you handled in that time from 60 to 65? Any idea?
And just the two ranges that I worked the last couple of years there, that was 5,000 foxes just in them two ranges alone.
And that was during your first time here from 60 to 65?
No, that was after I came back again.
And your first time up here from 60 to 65, were you working with the foxes and the mink then?
Yeah, I was working with them all the time then.
What did you do with the mink, Earl?
Well, we vaccinated them also. Codman vaccinated.
Same kind of vaccines that you used
same,
with the foxes?
Basically the same thing as what we used with the foxes.
Now, did you have the minks on their own separate range then, or were they...
Well, the mink were all in pens. The mink were all... I think you've seen the mink pens, didn't you?
I've seen some of them here. Can you describe what the pens were like?
Well, some are what you call breeder pens. They were the old-time pens were the length of this table.
So that would be about 5 feet?
Yeah. And then they were about the same width.
So about 5 by 5, and those were where they bred the mink?
Yeah. They were bred there and everything.
Now, were you part of the team that decided which minks would be bred then?
I helped 2 years with that.
What did you do? Evaluate them based upon their pelts?
No, they were already graded, and they were already marked for breeders. And then in spring, then they'd breed them.
Okay.
Take them to different males and breed them.
Now, about how long is the gestation period of a mink?
I honestly can't remember. It's been so long ago.
Was it 6 months, 9 months?
No, no, it was nothing like this.
And so when a litter would be born, Earl, about how many would be in a litter?
You could have as high as 10.
Really?
In a mink, yeah.
10. And then did you separate them, such as much like you might have with cats or dogs, and see which ones were the best, and maybe there was the runt of the litter or whatever?
Yeah, that was the way it worked. Then they'd grade them. They had furring pens, what they call for pelting pens. They'd be in little cages like this, and just a little kennel on it, and they'd be individually in them pens for pelting. And the breeders, they left in the big pens.
And about how many do you think you bred during your time here at From Brothers Farms?
No clue. It just so many. It was just so much that you couldn't keep up with it.
So you came back after a time down in Milwaukee. Did you do the same kinds of jobs when you were here the second time?
Oh, I worked in the Shang Gardens.
Okay.
The last couple of years I was in the Shang Gardens when they pelted all the foxes and mink out. Then I worked under Dalis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you do in the Shang Gardens?
Oh, heck, I helped carry the rails out. I helped carry posts out. I helped sit posts. And I did a lot of repair work on the gardens.
And is that mostly what you did from the 1970s till you left about 15 years later?
Yeah.
What was the difference between how ginseng was handled then and now? Did it change a lot over that time that we were here?
No, it didn't change much at all. It's about the same as it always was.
Which did you enjoy more, the work with the foxes,
here,
the minks, or the ginseng?
Foxes and mink. I just love being outside, but the mink and the foxes I enjoyed.
Now, I'm told that mink can be rather temperamental animals. Is it true?
That is very true. Very, very true.
Did you have more than one time when maybe they got a little temperamental with you?
More than once. Matter of fact, I got scars.
When you handled the foxes and you took them out, how did you catch them at the end of the season to bring them back?
Out of the ranges?
Correct.
Those we did, like we drove them out. The people would all line up in a line, and they drove them into catch fences. And then they'd drive them into chutes. And from there, they'd get pelted.
So basically, they got pelted out on the range, or
they
back were, there?
They died up in the ranges.
When you take a look at that part of the foxes versus the minks, you enjoyed the foxes more?
Like I said, both of them. Okay. I enjoyed both.
When you left in 1965 and you went away, what brought you back?
Well, they went on strike down there, and I just decided I wasn't going to stay. I didn't like Milwaukee. I came back to Wausau for a couple of months, and then her dad passed away, and her mother wanted us to move out to where we are now. So we
this
moved.
This is your
out
wife,
here.
You mean?
Yes, that's my wife now.
Did she work here at
yes,
the
farm? Yes, she did.
How long did she work here?
I can't remember. It's a couple of years.
Are you seeing today, as you come back, any people you worked with?
Oh, yes. Well, I see a lot of them, I know.
And did you leave before the farm closed?
I left before they closed the doors.
When you think back at it, what are the things that you enjoyed most? The time with the mink and the fox?
Yeah. I just loved it. I loved animals.
And when you think about it being gone now, did you know when you left that things were going to be wrapping up soon?
Oh, I knew that right away. I knew that a long time ago, before that already.
And some of the people that you worked with, you mentioned a couple supervisors, and you've seen some people today. What was the atmosphere like in terms of the people here?
Very friendly. I never had no problem getting along with anybody here.
Minks, not so much.
Mink and foxes had an attitude.
Yeah, and if you had to tell somebody one great memory you had, either your first time here or second time here, Earl Becker at Farm Brothers Farms, what would it be?
Well, you got to remember, I had to run into this place since I was growing up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We had to run into the boarding house, the warehouse, any of the office.
So did you grow up here even before you started
I just lived a couple of miles down the road. I lived a mile and a half down the road here.
So living down the road, you came down here even when you were a boy before you started to work here?
Oh, yes.
When you finally left, did you retire at that time?
When I left here, then I went to Fisker's.
And if it had stayed open, would you have stayed here?
More than likely, I would have.
And when you think back about it, I don't know if you have any children or grandchildren or relatives, do you ever tell them stories of what it was like here?
Oh, yes. My boy knows them well. My kids know them well because they were here too. They were with us. Some more trouble walking in.
Well, Earl Becker, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.